now, the ever popular Alan Dell. He's your host for the next hour.
Thank you very much, Fran. Well, it's as Fran said, it's not been much of a vacation. I've been pretty busy, what with Billy May's visit to Britain, his concert, and other things, and also preparing for the very special tribute to Joe Loss, which will take place at the Hippodrome in Birmingham next Sunday. But more of that anon. Before we open the file on your request, may I thank both George Chisholm and George Elric for their Dance Band Days programs, which I found most interesting. And I'll have thanks for the big band maestros when we get to that part of the program after 8 o'clock. Now, for the first of the requests, and as often happens, it's a Jack Hilton record from 1930, January the 3rd, 1930. Les Middleton of Camberley in Surrey asked for this number called Hang On to Me. The vocalist is our old friend Sam Brown. Hilton and Sam Brown with Hang On To Me from 1930. The pianist was Billy Munn, and we'll have a bit more from him later. The pianist that introduces the next record is Clem Bernard for So Long Right-Hand Man to Bill Cotton. This is Billy Cotton's band in May 1935 with a waltz tune specially wanted by Ernie Steen of Nascot Wood, Watford in Hearts. It's called Rehearsing a Lullaby, and it's sung by Chips Chippendale. So an appropriate lullabyish introduction from Clem Bernard. Thank you.
That's my honey and me rehearsing a lullaby. La-da-dee, la-da-dee, with a sweet melody, we're learning to rock-a-bye. As each day is ending, we tiptoe with care. We can't help pretending that he's already there. La-da-dee, la-da-dee, oh, it's so heavenly, rehearsing a
Band with Chip Chippendale and rehearsing a lullaby. As I mentioned a moment ago, we're all looking forward to the charity concert at the Birmingham Hippodrome next Sunday evening, a tribute to Joe Loss, which is being mounted by Age Concern in association with Mrs. Mildred Loss. On stage will be the Joe Loss Orchestra, conducted by Todd Miller, who'll also be singing, of course, along with the current vocalist Jasmine Day and Shelley Johnston. And we'll be welcoming back former singers with the orchestra, Rose Brennan, Ross McManus and Larry Gretton. Special guests are Vince Hill and Frankie Vaughan. We shall be recreating some of the milestones in Joe's 60-year career. And remembering some of the dance crazes will be Peggy Spencer and Lionel Blair. And looking back on the past, we'll spend a moment recalling Joe's much-loved singer of the pre-war and wartime years, Chick Henderson. Chick is to be heard on this next record, a request from Ernie Lowe of Loudham in Nottinghamshire, and I hope Molly and Jim Hughes of Padworth in Reading will enjoy this as a little addition to their golden wedding anniversary on October the 12th. It comes with best wishes from son John. This is the Joe Loss Orchestra in April 1936 with Chick Henderson at the title tune from Spread It Abroad.
Let the world know how it feels when you're in love. Bring up the moon, planet as well. Sing it in heaven and shout it in hell. Till the whole world has been told that we're in love. I want to advertise all the livelong day that I'm in paradise. When you look my way, spread it abroad. Tell all the stars, signal to Venus and radio Mars. Let the world know how it feels when you're in love.
Joe Loss Orchestra with Chick Henderson in 1936. The Joe Loss Orchestra of 1990, conducted by Todd Miller, on stage for a tribute to Joe Loss at the Birmingham Hippodrome next Sunday, the proceeds to Age Concern. A small recollection of one of Joe's colleagues now, Roy Fox, Chris Orme of Stourbridge in the West Midlands, would like, among the several things he listed on his postcard, the Roy Fox Orchestra with Denny Dennis in their 1936 recording of These Foolish Things. Here it is.
Ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant, a fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I somehow knew that this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you.
British classic, These Foolish Things, Roy Fox and his orchestra, and Denny Dennis. I had a little note from Frank Towers of Burnley in Lancashire about two Crown records that he has, one by the Connecticut Collegians on the number 276, the other by the Radio Serenaders on Crown 313. Mr. Towers asks, are these session bands? Well, I suppose, strictly speaking, they are. In fact, it's Jay Wilbur, and those were two of his noms de musique, if you like. Jay recruited the cream of London musicians, Ted Heath, Freddie Gardner, Max Goldberg, Billy Thorburn, Pat Dodd, George Mellacrino, Hugo Rignall, Max Abrams, names like that. I Was Taken by Surprise, which is on 276, was recorded on September 1936, and the vocalist was Jack Cooper. I'm afraid I don't have a copy. Funnily enough, I do have a copy of Crown 277, but it's damaged and not really playable. Crown 313 was recorded in January 1937, again with Jack Cooper singing. I don't have that either, but let me offer you a record from that same session on Crown 319. Jack Cooper and the Connecticut Collegians, and I'm in a dancing mood.
gay romancing mood whenever I'm with you. The music seems brighter, my troubles are lighter too, when I'm with you. I'm in a merry mood, a light and airy mood, whenever you are near. I feel like a feather when we dance together, dear. So let me hear, I want to hear, a rhythm that has a trick in it. Heavenly, the way you follow me, you seem to know my mood. You know how to chime in when I'm in a dancing mood.
The Connecticut Collegians, alias Jay Wilbur, with Jack Cooper in January 1937. I hope you enjoyed that, Mr. Towers. I have another query and a request from Bob Roberts in Glasgow. Afraid I can't do Moonlight in Mexico or its other side, which was Oasis. No copy at the moment. But I can do There's Rain in My Eyes by Ambrose from October 1938 with the vocal chorus by Vera Lynn. But correction, the pianist at the beginning is Bert Reed and not Bert Barnes. Bert Reed had joined Ambrose first in 1928 and returned to him from Henry Hall when Henry left the BBC and took his band on tour in 1937, which Bert didn't fancy. Touring, that is. Your query about Ambrose's Christian name, what was Bert short for? Well, I found an air check of a Desert Island Discs program that Bert Ambrose recorded with the late Roy Plumley. And he was talking or telling a story about an orchestra that he played with in New York when he was invited to take over directing the band from another conductor. It's really too long a story to repeat here, but listen carefully. This was the payoff.
After the first two or three nights, the man that owned the place told the contractor that he doesn't like this man. He wants that young boy who stood up the previous 5 weeks.
You again?
Myself, and briefly, that's how I became Bertram Ambrose and his orchestra. Ah, that's how things happen.
With your name in lights?
Oh, lights and everything. And my hat went a little bit on the side, too. I was quite an important man.
How old were you then?
Not quite 17. Mm-hmm.
So, in Amy's own words, Bertram Ambrose. And not quite 17 at that time, leading that orchestra when he spent some time in America. But here's Bertram in Britain and Vera Lynn, and There's Rain in My Eyes.
Thank you. little ray of hope. In my eye, now that you've gone away, every day is a rainy day. I was happy, some lucky someone knows. I can't believe it's over. Someone found you, I lost you. Well, that's how it goes. But I'm not crying. What good would it do? What good would it do? For when I think of you, there's rain in my
and Vera Lynn. Sue Dutton of Tower Cross, Birmingham, saw the Jesse Matthews film Sailing Along and wondered if there was a British dance band recording of the song Trusting My Luck from it. Well, several bands recorded it, Sue. Hope you like this version by Sidney Lipton with a vocal chorus by Al Bowley. And once again, Billy Munn at the piano.
Got my fingers crossed. I got a hunch my honey bunch cares for me. I'm trusting my luck. True love is never lost. I got a heart and she's got the lock and key. I'm betting my keepsakes on the honeymoon sweepstakes. And whenever my luck breaks, it better be good, cause I'm knocking on wood, I'm trusting my luck. I'll keep my fingers crossed, and I'll almost guarantee that my honey bunch cares for me.
Trusting My Luck from Sailing Along, Sidney Lipton's Grosvenor House Dance Orchestra in 1938 with Al Bowley. Now, I heard during the past week that Primrose, wife of the benign and elegant Harry Hayes, alto saxophonist extraordinaire, had suffered a setback in her health. She had a bit of a stroke, I believe, but Harry tells me that she's responding wonderfully to therapy, is chatting away, 16 to the dozen, and everyone hopes that all will be well very soon indeed. Let's cheer her up with one of the happy records that she made with Jack Hilton in 1939. Here's Jeepers Creepers. Hilton's Orchestra in March 1939 with the vocal chorus by Primrose Orrick, wife of Harry Hayes. We do wish Primrose a speedy return to full health, and we send her our love, and I'm sure that wish also comes from all at the Coda Club, of which both Primrose and Harry are very important members.